introducing yourselves?
My name is Remy Kelbel.
My name is Daniel Chavez.
And we've also got our sports guy here.
My name is Dixon Lawson.
So we're going to have a pretty awesome show.
Coming up today, we're going to start out with our traditional nationals. And after that, we're going to have Dixon with sports. And then after that, we're going to have Remy give us a little bit of campus news. Following that, we're going to have a cool little roundtable about the new women's athletic complex on campus. After that, we're going to have Daniel give us the local news. And then after that, we're going to have another roundtable about Colorado schools' change in the constitutionality of the sex ed law.
And after that, we've got a cool interview coming up with a representative from the upcoming Fort Collins Fitness Festival. You won't want to miss that.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of cool stuff coming up. So stay tuned. But first, we're going to give you a little bit of cool news about what today is.
Now, what is today?
Today is September 5th, if I am not mistaken.
You are not?
So September 5th is nationally recognized as Be Late for Something Day. This day promotes people to stop abiding by schedules, sleep in, and run a little late. The National Calendar website says the holiday aims to promote the positive parts of procrastination. For example, those who focus more on spending quality time with customers and family versus being punctual seem less anxious overall. So how do you plan to spend the last part of your Be Late to Something Day?
Well, we were already on time with the show, and that's like the one thing I got to show up for today. So I'm not doing a great job of Be Late to Something Day. What about you guys?
Me neither.
Being late drives me crazy.
I'm just not going to show up to my training later. I'll just be like, you know what? Sorry, boss.
It's be late to something day.
It's a national holiday.
It's a national holiday, and you have to respect national holidays.
There's also a national week this week, which we didn't know for last show, but it's a pretty cool national week going
it
on right
is.
Now.
It's National Waffle Week. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That one we found out kind of spur of the moment, so... I don't know why we're celebrating waffles, but I bet that if you go to somewhere that serves waffles and tell them it's National Waffle Week, you might get an extra waffle. Because it's true, it is National Waffle Week.
I don't know who will give you a free waffle on National Waffle Week, but if they do, let us know. And you can text us that at 970-491-5278. But before that, Dixon's going to break down sports this week for us.
Thank you very much. Now, last week I talked a little bit about what was upcoming, so I'm going to really quickly recap those games. First off, last Thursday we had our women's soccer team traveling to Spokane, Washington to play Gonzaga. They lost 1-2. And then this weekend we had both a tournament for the volleyball team. They went 2-1 in that. They played Chicago State on Friday, took a 3-0 in that game. Then they played California, actually took a loss in that one, 1-3 for the sets. And then their last game of the weekend, they played Oklahoma, was able to take a 3-0 sweep there as well. So good job to the volleyball team. And also on Friday, the football team traveled to Denver for the last showdown. It was a great first half. The second half got to us a little bit, and they actually did end up losing that one 31-52. But looking forward now to what's coming up this week, I had one more. Soccer also played last Sunday in Eastern Washington, and they tied that game 1-1 for upcoming this weekend. All we have is on Friday, the first home football game of the year on Saturday, not Friday. Saturday will be the first home football game against Western Illinois, 2 p.m. at Campus Stadium. Make sure to get out there and support. And then the volleyball team will be traveling to Fort Worth for the fight in the fort. They'll be taking on Florida Atlantic on Friday, TCU as well that night. And then Saturday they will be finishing up with Florida State. And that is your weekly recap for sports.
Awesome. Thank you, Dixon.
Yeah, thank you. Well, coming up next, we're going to have some campus news from Remy and a roundtable. So stay tuned for that.